Medford, Boston, Tufts Freeform Radio, streaming worldwide at WMFO.org. It is exactly straight up 12 noon. That's right, it's high noon medication time when we're going to start our second hour with some local music. Great band. I actually heard them. They joined Mike on the mic yesterday, Mike Newman, and I liked him a lot. Their band is called Six Fox Whiskey. Their album is called 6FW. And I'm going to play a song called Seven Stomps, 91.5 WMFO.
Seven stops until I'm home again. Bodies warming in, they all want in. And dark nights but street lights, yeah, this is home. You step in, you step out, you're not alone. Away your face I see. Seven paces towards strange company. What if we stop and we're all alone? Will we get on? Will we get along? Seven sevens and another round. Strangeness severed, we're together now. Old friends and new friends are by my side. Well, let's take this train for another ride. If this is where we all reside, then let's be cool and we'll get by. It's all too short, you can't just hide until the end. Enjoy the ride. If this is where we all reside, then let's be cool and we'll get by. It's all too short, you can't just hide until the end. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
91.5 WMFO. Ah, brand new from the Rockon Tours. And now that you're gone, it's a single. First new single, it's first new music from Rockon Tours in 10 years. And it they have two songs. The other side is... What is the other side called? Sunday Driver. And so that's a... It's... you can get those two songs. They have they are in the process of recording an album that will be released sometime in 2019. Rockon Tours. Anyway, before that, Rocky Erickson and Okkervil River from True Love, Cast Out All Evil. We heard Goodbye, Sweet Dreams, and it was from 2010. And Six Fox Whiskey, Seven Stops from 6FW, brand new music from... local Boston band. 10C Seated Rubber Bullets from their self-titled album in 1973. And we started with Weezer from their Black album that will be out on March 1st. Can't Knock the Hustle. 12:14. It's Detox Mansion. I'm Bob Angel. Thanks so much for being here. I'm setting up some requests even as we speak. I'm going to need a little time to do that. So let's do our little breaky thing here. If I can find, let's do this. We've got sunshine today, supposed to be windy. I didn't find that in my experience. I'm looking out the window now. I don't see any limbs on trees blowing around or anything. Maybe it'll get windy. I don't know. I just do what they tell me. High temperature around 45 today. Then tonight, clear and windy, low around 20 in the city, colder than that in the teens outside in the burbs. And tomorrow, mostly sunny, a little less windy, but still windy. The high only around 30 degrees right now in Boston. We have, at the campus of Tufts University in Medford, I should say, we have 45 degrees.
Meeting teen girls online is easy. It's as simple as going into a chat room and starting up conversations. Chatting seems safe to them, so they're much easier to approach than they would be in person. Once we start chatting, I act as cool and understanding as possible. I wait out their suspicions. The longer we talk, the more they trust me. Usually doesn't take all that long. When they send me their picture, I tell them how hot they are. A lot of girls have never had a guy tell them they're beautiful or special or smart, so they eat it up. After I have them convinced we're soulmates and I should be their boyfriend and all that, I ask them to meet in person. The trick is never saying we have to meet. You ask them, make it seem like it's their choice. Once I get them to meet me, well, that's when things get really interesting.
Online predators know what they're doing. Do you?
1 in 5 kids online is sexually solicited. Don't believe the type. Visit cybertipline.com to learn how you can protect yourself from online predators. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
Oh, okay, my turn. Let's see here. We got new music again? No, we don't. We have very, very, very old music. Going back to 1958, as a matter of fact. And The Genius Sings the Blues really good. Nighttime is the right time, baby. 91.5 WMFO.
can't figure out what you're thinking or what it is you're trying to justify.
Where you been? Sarah.
91.5 WMFO, brand new, from Robin Ford. And Cotton Candy is the name of the song. His latest release, called Purple House, was just released on November 28th, just a couple days after Thanksgiving. Good stuff from Robin Ford, always is. Kenny Wayne Shepherd, going back to his debut album, Trouble Is. Back in 1997, we heard True Lies. Ray Charles with Nighttime Is the Right Time. I think that was just a single in the beginning. You can find it on the Ray soundtrack, of course. And I took it from The Genius Sings the Blues. Lots of compilation albums you can find that particular track on. A lot of new music I'm trying to get to today. So much. And so, you know, it's they tell you never play two new songs in a row, but I do it all the time because there's just so much new stuff to get through. This actually isn't that new. It was released in August. I keep waiting to hear about an album coming out that this song will appear on, but there is no word yet, so we'll just take it as the single. This is Barnes Courtney. And a song about 1999, it's just called 99.
High strung, young and dumb, yeah, we had no fear. Way back when we said we'd both be millionaires. Now those days are over, we're all ghosts. We used to sleep all day, talk all night, stay up by the TV light. Tonight.
Give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking.
And the lizards and then the first time I saw you, we just split in two. He was looking at me, I was looking at you. You had a way so familiar, I could not recognize, 'cause you had blood on your face. I had blood in my eyes, but I could swear by your expression that the pain down in your soul.
Angel on 91.5 WMF.
It's smart, sexy, and full of heart.
It's Detox Mansion with Bob Angel on 91.5 WMFO.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Cause I won't be beat like I am the mayor of some godforsaken town. Sure, they knighted me yesterday, but who needs armor when I've an exoskeleton? I slip and squirm through the cracks, creep around by the all the loading zones in my dirty little town. Get my shopping done, long for two, drop some dead weight, clean my hands of what I need to clean my hands of. And all for free, by the mayor of decree, all from zone to loading zone of my. Oh, so gorgeous the way they crave. How beautiful to take a bite out of the world. I wanna rip the world a new one. It just crawls out of my mouth anymore. You can hate on it, or you can hug it. You can get all mushy and lovey-dovey. It's all the same when I'm out there driving around, all from zone to loading zone of my beautiful town. One-stop shop life for the quick fix before you get a ticket. That's the way I live my life.
.5 WMFO by request, Kurt Vile. Great stuff. I'm going to try to do something here because I didn't quite fix my... is it going? Okay. Anyway, Kurt Vile, Loading Zones from an album, brand new album called Bottle It In. Nancy out in Missoula, Montana wanted to hear that, so I put it on there. Hindu Love Gods, which is basically REM with Warren Zevon replacing Michael Stipe on vocals. Prince's Raspberry Beret, great cover of that song. I know you love it. Red Hot Chili Peppers did Dark Necessities from their 2016 album, The Getaway. We heard Hedwig and the Angry Inch, the original motion picture soundtrack version of Origin of Love. Green Day did Basket Case from Dookie, of course, 1994, and we started with Barnes Courtney and a single called 99, which was released in August of last year. So, okay, 12:56. That's about time to close the gates to Detox Mansion, but I'm going to have a song playing for you as you walk out, of course. I'll be back in 2 weeks. Hopefully the Patriots will be playing. Of course, they have a nice bye this week, so... You know, you can watch the other games, but it's if you're in the Boston area, my goodness, it's a great day to go out there. It's like 45 degrees, and if you can avoid the wind, and I keep looking, and I'm not seeing trees blowing anymore. It's supposed to be a windy day, but I'm not seeing wind, so that's just the way it is. So I'm going to leave you. I'm not sure who's in next. It might be Automation. It might be someone filling in for somebody. It's because we're on semester break, so a lot of the students are out. But I'm going to leave you with Jason and the Scorchers. And this is called Bible and a Gun. It's from their Thunder and Fire album in 1989. See ya.
covered out tonight, and it's shining down on me. And in that purest light, any fool can see that this highway's paved for sorrow, and every mile is lined with pain. And when the sun comes up tomorrow, you'll be just as far away. Then I'm a mighty man, I know. From one heartache to another, I've been burning down this road. I got one eye on the mirror and one eye on the line. The end keeps growing nearer, the beginning slips behind.